And my last poem is the poem which perhaps needs explaining. A good poem shouldn't need explaining, we're told. And I really agree with that. Maybe this is just too private. The title is The Missing Letters. And all I'll say is that they're not letters you put in the mailbox. They're, in this case, capital letters, letters that are written. And the poem is about the loss of transcendence in the modern world, and to whatever degree it has occurred in each of us. Then there's a quotation, which I have above, from Léon Blois, the French writer and mystic. "Most of us no longer believe enough to be able to blaspheme the missing letters. Trees, like yells on a lunch break, are screaming revolt all across the page of the articulate country. Here in the fall, their bleak headlines make it all very clear. No separate piece can amount to much. The animal kingdoms come. Bodies writhing in the gray bark, groan, figures of hell from a Renaissance engraving. For many people, hell is already begun. When I was a child yelling, I could beat my friends in a race around the block. I must have looked like one of those upper branches, gaping, tense, in a hurry, clean-limbed. Ours was a young race, the world, a place where each of us knelt in the winner's circle. Nothing was missing. Now with this cottonwood, aimed like an insult at the sun, I sit fastened to this chair and shake my head, satisfied the tree has room for generations among the nouns and verbs, the whole alphabet living together in the ancestral bark. I feel my heart grow naked with only the letter L on one wooden elbow asleep. The world is a zoo, and all the capital letters have escaped." Thank you.